Thank you for calling the Protective Services Reporting Hotline. This telephone call may be monitored and recorded for training, record-keeping, or quality assurance purposes. Your continued participation in this telephone call will constitute your consent to be monitored and recorded.
Hi, this is Alex with the Pennsylvania Adult Protective Services Hotline. Can I please get your first name?
Nina, N-I-N-A.
Thank you. And what was your last name?
Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T.
All right. And in case we get disconnected, what's a good phone number to call you back at?
267-551-7414.
All right. And are we looking to make a report today, or are we looking for information?
A report.
Of course. This person you're calling for, what's their last name?
Last name is Buffalo, B-U-F-F-A-L-O. First name is Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E.
And what was their date of birth?
Date of birth is 02-24-1949.
You said 59?
49.
Oh, 49. And what county are they in?
They are in Upper Darby. Which county is Upper Darby?
That be Delaware County?
I believe so.
That's just a guess. Don't
Montgomery.
Take me seriously.
Yeah,
Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery. You're the first person to ever ask me that question.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, that's why I said, wait a minute.
You know, I just wanted to throw you for a loop.
Oh, that's okay. I need it today. It's Friday.
Oh. What was their address?
Address is 154 Barrington, B-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, Road.
You said Upper Darby?
Upper Darby, PA, 19082.
Okay. And what was your title?
I'm a supervisor for a home care agency. The name of the agency is Family First.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You beat me to my next question. You didn't see, there we go. Alrighty, and do you happen to have a social security number?
That I do not have.
No worries.
I have his Medicaid ID number.
Oh, even better. What was that number?
It's 35-02-58-65-34.
Okay. And what was Willie's gender identity?
Male.
And is that what was assigned to him on his birth certificate?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then what's his ethnicity?
That I don't know. It's not even listed.
And that is perfectly fine. Oh, there's a button for that. Alrighty. What's his marital status?
He's single.
And does he require any type of communication assistance?
No.
Okay. And does he currently live alone, or does he live with others?
He lives with others, but he receives care from two caregivers with us. And when the caregivers leave, then his son is there.
Oh, gotcha. So he lives with his son. Who else does he live with?
I believe his daughter-in-law, his son's wife.
The daughter-in-law. Alrighty. And is this their home or his home or apartment?
I believe it's his home and they live with him.
Okay. That address you gave me earlier, is that his mailing address?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And is he currently located at home or is he in a hospital or a facility?
A home.
And do we have a phone number for him?
Yes. I have a 484-461-3753, and I would like to give you his son's number because sometimes Willie doesn't answer the phone. His son, it has the same name, Willie Buffalo as well, and his number is 267-530-8700.
Okay. And would that also be his emergency contact?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know it's silly, but I keep thinking how cool it would be to have the last name Buffalo.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty. Does Mr. Willie Sr. have a primary care physician?
That we don't get that information.
Okay. And what type of assistance is really typically needed in this?
Full care. Full skill.
Is he able to walk around on his own?
He's actually bedridden.
Oh, okay. If you don't mind me asking, why is he bedbound?
I think something is with his legs that he's unable to stand on them and walk.
Alrighty. I really do appreciate your patience. I'm now ready to start taking down what's going on.
Okay, no problem. Okay, let me see. We're going to start. Let me pull up when this caregiver started with him.
Oh, that's another question I should have asked. I'm sorry. How often does he have care aides come to the home?
He receives someone from 8 to 4. And this is Monday through Friday. And then the second shift caregiver works 4 to 8. And that's Monday through Friday as well. And he receives Saturday and Sunday care 8A to 8P.
Okay. So 24, except for Friday and Saturday.
No, he actually received, you might as well say he received care from 8A to 8P, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay. All right. Then whenever you're ready.
Okay. First, I want to give you the first caregiver that's been with him since December of 2024. She's the one that called in to report what's going on.
So, okay.
Her name is Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A. Last name is Tambedou, which is T-A-M-B-E-D-O-U. And her phone number is 215-980-9799. As I said, she started with him since December of 2024, and she's been consistent with him present. She's starting to notice some behavior that it's pretty much now self-neglect, like he's giving up. He's starting to get very frustrated, increasingly agitated, whereas times he do not want to eat. His mobility is getting really, really a concern. The caregiver is trying to convince him to maybe do a day program to be like sociable or something, because he's just giving up. So it's like a self-neglect concern here.
Gotcha.
So now this caregiver, because he's not being cooperative, she no longer wants to be his caregiver. So I'm afraid that the next person that come in, we're just going to have the same thing over and over again. So we're just trying to find out what's going on.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah, and that's all she just said. He's just refusing everything.
Oh, goodness. That's never good to hear.
I know.
Has he mentioned anything to your knowledge about, like, suicidal actions or thoughts?
She didn't report that.
Okay. So he's refusing to eat. What else is he refusing aside from the day program?
He's just refusing everything. She would exercise him every day. He don't want to do that. He don't want to eat. Every time she offered to do something, he's just increasingly agitated and yelling and screaming. And I don't know. I think it's a little bit more going on.
Yeah.
Now, this is a full-skilled client. Like, he wears diapers. They have to change him in the bed. So this can be very, you know, challenging if a person is not being cooperative. And let me not forget, sis, I have you on the phone. Can I have your first and last name for my report as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's only fair. You gave me yours. My name is Alex, A-L-E-X,
mm-hmm.
And then Blunt, B-L-U-N-T.
Thank you.
Of course. I'm just reading over this really quick to make sure if I have any other further questions.
Okay.
Despite him being uncooperative, is he still receiving the care that he needs, even if he's refusing it?
He still doesn't want to receive the care. But the matter is, I'm afraid that if he becomes too aggressive and wants to start physically, you know, hitting and, you know, stuff like that, this
mm-hmm.
can create an issue.
I understand completely, yeah. It hasn't gotten to that point yet, has it?
No. This is some new behavior just started developing.
Okay. Okay. Do we know of any informal supports Willie has? Like, does his son and his daughter-in-law do anything for him?
Yes. So pretty much his son, he works a regular job. So when the caregiver leaves at 8, his son will be home, and he will provide the care throughout the night.
Okay. Bear with me for just one moment. I thought of a question. It just slipped my mind, gracious sakes.
Well, no problem.
I know you mentioned he seems to be refusing meals right now. Is he malnourished or dehydrated?
Yes, he is. He is drinking.
He is drinking?
Yeah, he's drinking. Yeah, he's drinking fluids. But it's just that when the caregiver is offering him food, he's pushing the food away.
And does he seem like he's losing weight?
No, that she didn't report because this just developed. This is some new upcoming behavior that he's experiencing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
When did this behavior start?
She reported this yesterday.
Yesterday, 9/25. Oh, right. There we go. Do we believe at this moment that he's in a life-threatening situation?
No.
And do we believe that he's at risk to being found socially isolated?
Yes.
Due to being bedbound?
Mm-hmm.
And refusing to go to the day program?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Let me just double check this. Aside from y'all, are there any other services he gets through his community or his home?
No, that's all we are aware of.
Let's see. This is the Department of Health. Okay. Do we know if he has any types of amputations, arthritis?
Possibly arthritis, I believe. I think she said in his hands.
Okay. Is he being under-medicated or over-medicated?
No.
Okay. Any indications of physical trauma or poor personal hygiene?
No.
Has he been to the hospital in the last 30 days?
Yes. He just was recently hospitalized on 9/7. That was Lincoln New Hospital, and the reason was, let me see, what was the reason? Let me see what the caregiver reported. He had a UTI infection.
Okay, do we know if he has any types of brain injuries or epilepsy?
Not that we are aware of.
And are there any indications of Alzheimer's or dementia?
Not that we're aware of.
Alrighty. Does he have any type of intellectual disability, or is he on the autism spectrum?
Not that we are aware of.
Okay. And is he hearing impaired or visually impaired?
No.
And does he have any type of chemical dependency or substance abuse?
No.
Has he seemed confused or disorientated lately?
That wasn't reported.
Okay. And has anything been mentioned about him having hallucinations?
Nope, wasn't mentioned.
Okay. In the home, do we know of anything that needs to be repaired, safety hazards, or trash problems?
No.
Okay. And has anyone mentioned anything about animal problems or pest problems?
No.
Okay. Any weapons in the home? Like?
No.
I don't know what I was trying to say there. Oh, goodness. Okay, and this doesn't pertain to this case, but I do have to ask for my form if he has any reported financial concerns like depleted bank account, mismanagement of funds, or missing assets?
No.
Okay. And does anyone assist him with his legal or financial concerns, like a rep payee or a power of attorney?
His son.
Okay. Alrighty. right. So I wanted to go ahead and say thank you for your report. We do take these concerns seriously, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of information before we conclude.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're going to need to send a written mandatory abuse report form
to
the...
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Liberty? Mandatory?
Since he's above the age of 60, you're going to have to send it to the County of Delaware Services for the Aging.
County of Delaware Services.
Do you need their fax number?
Yes, if you got a website, fax number, phone number, that would be perfect.
Yeah, so their fax number is going to be 610-499-1898. Alrighty, that report needs to be submitted within 48 hours.
Gotcha.
And then that report or that mandatory reporting form can be found online at www.dhs.pa.gov or by doing an internet search of Act 70 mandatory reporter form. If you need me to repeat any of that, I absolutely can.
No, I got it.
Okay. So your report's going to be sent to the Area Agency on Aging for review. Because of the confidentiality, both the hotline and the AAA are unable to provide you with information or updates on the status of how your concerns are being handled.
Mm-hmm.
Your facility will receive the final status of the report from the Area Agency on Aging. And if an individual contacts you regarding this report, just make sure to document their name and phone number. That way you can contact them directly if needed. Did you have any other questions or concerns?
No, that was all. You were great.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for calling the Protective Services Hotline. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. You take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.